715's newsmakers on the stations of Midwest Family Eau Claire. I'm John Murphy. It's that time of year again. It's nearly the 4th of July, and it's time to talk about the festival foods, fireworks, some exciting news because there's a new launch point for the fireworks here in Eau Claire. We're going to talk a little bit about that with the City of Eau Claire Community Services Director. Lane Berg is with us. We're going to talk about how this is all going to be viewed with the move to the High Bridge. So the High Bridge over Chippewa River will be the launch point for all of this from Ken and Ace Pyro. They do a great job with the fireworks. Same bat time, same bat channel, so to speak, because it's always on Independence Day, and it's at 10:05 with our friends from WEAU 13. So tell me a little bit about this location, for one. Tell me a little bit about the High Bridge. It seems like a perfect vantage point for so many different people to be able to see the fireworks.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Murph.
Certainly.
It's great to be here. And, you know, we're truly excited as a city to move to a new venue such as the High Bridge. We identified that Carson Park, you know, probably wasn't meeting our needs as far as safety and viewability from a huge percentage of the population. We looked at a lot of different sites, and all of us kind of came to agree on the High Bridge as being a very optimal site. It's easily blocked off, you know, for Ken from Ace Pyro to set up in the middle of the High Bridge. We can block off both ends of it, so it, you know, provides a layer of security for him. And it should be viewable from a multitude of locations throughout the city. And, you know, we're really highlighting the downtown area, but I think you're going to be able to see the fireworks from a very large chunk of the city. And, you know, it provides some unique viewing opportunities for us. We've got over 73 acres of publicly owned land in close proximity to the High Bridge that we anticipate people being able to to view the fireworks, you know, optimally. And then, you know, there's also private properties in close proximity. I know the Brewing Project is planning a special event. They should be really good viewing. They're close to the High Bridge and should be a great location. But, you know, it's really exciting for us. we always enjoyed Carson Park, but it presented some logistical difficulties for us that we needed to work through. And, you know, this is really, really a good option. We hope the community embraces it. I know some people are resistant to change, but, you know, trust me, I think this is going to be a good thing, and I think it'll be a good event for the future for us.
Now, a lot of the folks that did, you know, some people, obviously, quite a few people went to Carson Park to see the fireworks, but also in past years, there were people that were down in the Phoenix Park area and various other spots around the city. They're just going to be looking a little different direction this time, looking up toward the High Bridge, looking in that direction to see all of this. So that's a perfect vantage point there, whether it's Phoenix Park or you mentioned places like the Brewing Project or Lazy Monk or Madison Street Bridge, but also down along the Chippewa River there. There's a lot of different spots where you can kind of find your spot. Bring your radios along. I'm telling you that. Bring the radio so you can hear the soundtrack. And whether that's in your car or bring a boombox or any of those kinds of things to listen to the soundtrack to go along with the fireworks on 4th of July night, Independence Day night, on that Tuesday night, 10:05.
Yes, for sure. We targeted quite a few points along the river. And we have some area along Forest Street, kind of near the Forest Street Community Gardens. There's a lot of space in that area that should be open. We plan on actually moving some bleachers into some areas on the west side of the river also. We'll have some bleachers set up. And anywhere along the trail on the west side of the river should be really good viewing. And we're really hoping that, you know, people can spread out and enjoy this without over-congesting a single area. Carson Park was pretty limited. We had about 3 acres of land where people actually sat and watched the fireworks. And like I said, we've got over 73 acres of land here that is publicly owned, that the city owns, that, you know, people can enjoy the fireworks. It should spread out the crowds, alleviate some congestion, and probably make for a better experience, we think. You know, this is a really neat vantage point. We took suggestions from Ken from Ace Pyro on what he would like to see, and he said shooting over water is really ideal, and being at a high elevation like the High Bridge allows us to do some fireworks that we haven't done in the past. So I think you'll see some really neat fireworks displays. He plans on having some cascading fireworks that will actually cascade over the bridge and down towards the water, which we haven't been able to do before, you know, because of our ground limitations. But and you'd mentioned also the Madison Street Bridge. So we have plans on shutting down the Madison Street Bridge, approximately 5:30, 6 o'clock on the 4th, and shortly after that, we'll allow people to congregate on the bridge. They can bring lawn chairs or whatever. We will have some security barriers on the north side of the bridge just to keep people from leaning up against the railing. So we'll have security measures in place. And but that's going to be a really incredible viewing point. So we anticipate a lot of people making it to the Madison Street Bridge and enjoying that. It should be a really cool viewing point. And something we also want to get people to think about is, you know, certainly patronizing our downtown businesses.
Sure.
It should be a really good night for them, and we want people to get out, make a day of it, come out, enjoy our businesses, possibly take in the Express game at Carson Park. You know, the Express have always been a good partner with the city, and we certainly want to see them be successful. This was one of their big nights, so we ask that people that enjoy the game of baseball or want some really good entertainment, think about going out, enjoying the baseball game, migrating down towards the downtown right after the game, and you should be able to see some beautiful fireworks. Should make for a great day. And, you know, the potential exists that you may even be able to see the fireworks from Carson Park Baseball. So I think it's a really cool day. It should be great for the community, and from a city's perspective, we're really excited about it.
Wherever you're at, I hope you can bring the radios along too, so you can listen on Wax 104.5, you can listen on Greatest Hits 98.1 and I-94, our three partner stations there that will have the soundtrack. TV 13, WAAU 13 News will have television coverage of this, as they have had in past years, and that's a neat thing. You know what I like best about it? I love that TV coverage because I watch it later, because I'm caught up in the hoopla as it's all going on. And then sometimes it's fun for me to go and watch that later and say, wow, that was, you know, I was caught up in the hoopla. I wasn't enjoying perhaps as much as I could have with all the things we had going on. But when you see it, oh, it is a spectacular sort of thing. I do want to invite you to go to our websites and our Best Summer Ever site, because we will post for you, we have posted for you, this wonderful spectator plan map that the city of Eau Claire has put together that's going to give you some of the areas of where you can locate at. You know, we kind of forget about Northside here a little bit too, you know, because that's on the High Bridge. You get up on the north side, you're going to see it really well looking the other way, you know, looking kind of down toward Eau Claire.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, I know a viewing point that has been used in the past is the VFW up on Star Avenue.
Yes.
That has a really good view of the fireworks when they were in Carson. It should be even better now that they're at the High Bridge. So there's going to be some vantage points that should be really good, should include a lot of the north side of Eau Claire. And, it sets up to be a really spectacular event. And that was one of the things that we targeted. We wanted to address safety as our first concern, but then our next priority was to provide the maximum viewability for our residents. And, you know, I think we've checked both boxes with this choice in the High Bridge, and, we're excited about it.
This is going to be an exciting time, a new page in downtown Eau Claire's history, that's for sure, because as we look forward based on all of this and the growth that's going on in downtown Eau Claire, you know, there's a few venues that are located right there now. There's more coming. There's going to be more that will be developed down there, and more other spots that you will be able to look. Plus, you mentioned all the public space that's down there that people can gather to just take a look. It's spread out a little bit and get a good look at these fireworks.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, some of the areas that we've identified, Mount Simon Baseball Field should be good. The trail system, anywhere on the trail system along the river should be fantastic. The Forest Street Gardens area, you know, down in Phoenix Park and Haymarket Plaza should be ideal viewing, and, you know, just a neat place to congregate. And also Owen Park, there should be sections of Owen Park that provide viewability. As I mentioned earlier, the Madison Street Bridge will be blocked off, so that's going to be a premium spot. But also our parking ramps. We plan on allowing people to congregate on the top level of our parking ramps, and we're going to restrict vehicle access from those top levels to allow the maximum amount of spectators to go up and view. So, you know, we've got a lot of exciting things planned. We're looking at not requiring payment in our parking ramp downtown, you know, during the time of the event. So people should be able to go down and park for free and then meander up to the top level of the parking deck or go down and enjoy some of our downtown businesses and, you know, have a bite to eat, have something to drink, make a day of it, do some shopping. Yeah, there's a lot of neat things happening in our downtown area. As you've seen, Murph, over the years, the revitalization is incredible. Used to be kind of a blighted area of town, and now it's fantastic. And I love going downtown on the weekends and just seeing the hustle and bustle and a lot of people and the markets going on and whatnot. It's really a special area, and we want to keep building upon that.
This is going to be very exciting. Festival Foods Fireworks, thanks, of course, to Festival Foods for making this possible. Thanks to Ken and his team with Ace Pyro. Thanks to the City of Eau Claire. And let's not forget, City of Marshfield, too, participates in this as well at the Central Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. And we provide the soundtrack for that via Wax 104.5. So they're listening to us over there 80 miles away, and they're listening to the soundtrack there and cheering right along with it, too. So they're getting a great show there, getting a great show here in Eau Claire. It's Tuesday night, 10:05. Tune in your radios. Tune them up in the car. You can. I will give you a little heads up on this. If you try to stream it, that there's a little delay. There's a little bit of a delay if you try to stream it. It's not right on, spot on, but it still kind of works. You still get to hear the great music that Luke Anthony has put together on the soundtrack. And as always, Eau Claire's Finest will be out doing their wonderful work that they do for this, they do all the time, but for this particular holiday, they're just restructured a little differently here than they maybe have been in the past with everything going on directly at Carson Park for the fireworks.
Yep, our police and fire, you know, divisions, they're spectacular. We're really blessed to have their services in our great city here, and they actually plan on being much more available during this. Carson Park presented some logistical limitations for us, and there's so many people concentrated in an area, and a lot of our officers were on foot, and the fire department were on foot, and sometimes it was difficult to get to, you know, where they were needed. So they anticipate being much more mobile here. We will still have some boots on the ground, but a lot of our police and fire will be mobile as they always are. You know, at any beck and call, they'll be able to respond to a situation. So, you know, we think spreading people out is going to help that, and it'll ensure a safer and more enjoyable event for all.
It is a new year. It is change. It is the first time that this is being done from the High Bridge. Very exciting. Festival Foods, fireworks, and we do invite you to go to our websites and our Best Summer Ever pages, because it is awesome. When you take a look at this map they've created, you're going to find a lot of different. You can kind of pick your spot. That's what I like about it. You can kind of say, you know, that's going to be most convenient for our family, or that's a great place where we can just pull the car up, turn the radio up, and we can listen to the soundtrack with it. We don't even have to get out of the car. We can sit on the hood of the car if we want to, or whatever. We can do it top of the car if we want to do all that. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Festival Foods, fireworks. Happy Independence Day. Lane, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, and happy 4th of July to everyone, and we certainly appreciate your support in this great event.